Well, now it's also time for our question of the week. So we've, of course, invited Diana O'Carroll to join us again. Hello, Diana.
Hello there. Well, for this week's question, it's our mission, and we're going to stick to it, to avoid any egg-based puns.
My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Austria. Eating a wonderful Thai chicken for dinner, I got curious about the development of chicken embryos within their eggs. How does the oxygen come in within an eggshell without any placental gas exchange?
So, how do chicks breathe before they hatch?
My name is Kirsty Peck, and I work as a wildlife advisor for the RSPB. Well, an egg is a very complicated structure. And as you can imagine, it's got all the different life support systems for the chick in that tiny little package. The embryo itself lies right next to that huge yolk in the center of the egg. And as it develops, there are all kinds of membranes that will eventually form the different organs in the chick. One of these membranes, they call it the chorion, is one that it kind of envelopes part of the yolk sac, and also it runs along the outside of the shell in part of the egg. The chorion has got a very thin-walled network of blood vessels all along it. And in the same way, a blood vessel that you will find in a lung would be picking up oxygen from the air inside the lung. The chorion will pick up oxygen through the shell, because you've got to remember the shell of an egg is porous. So oxygen can come in, and at the same time, any carbon dioxide from the blood can be excreted out through the shell.
The chorion acts as a lung tissue within the egg, but what happens when the chick wants to escape?
What happens at hatching is that, as you probably know, an oval-shaped egg, in the wide end of it, there's a little air pocket. And at hatching, as the blood vessels in these membranes will wither away and drop off, then the chick will be relying on the air in that air pocket as it's starting to break through the shell, which will give it kind of something like a scuba diver's aqualung or something to give it a limited air supply whilst it's breaking out of the egg.
So it's the pocket of air inside the shell which helps the chick whilst it's pecking its way out. And on our forum, we had some fantastic answers about porous shells, moving the egg to speed up gas exchange, and the egg version of a placenta.
But by far my favourite answer came from forum regular Neil EP, who has drawn a tremendously detailed diagram of the workings of egg ventilation. You can find it at thenakedscientist.com/forum in our Question of the Week section. Now, be warned, it's very detailed, it's very nice.
It's also wrong.
I'm not sure how accurate it is.
It's got an aircon unit.
And a dehumidifier. Yeah. But anyway, next week we'll be answering another breakfast-related question.
Hi, Naked Scientist. Could you please tell me what's happening when you hear the snap, crackle and pop with Rice Krispies? Thank you.
So, why snap, crackle and pop even? Write, Photoshop or even sing your answers on our forum. And you can help us answer our question by emailing us, and that's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can visit thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, for this week's Question of the Week. You can also get Question of the Week as its own podcast, nakedscientist.com/QOTW. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Ron Douglas and also Alex Teeler, and also to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthilingam, Dave Ansell and Steve Lines. We're back next week, in which we're exploring the science of pregnancy and flotility, what actually happens when sperm meets egg.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.